And after I grew up, it was a Jewish area. It was mostly, what would you call it? A tourist area.
Now, did the Jews stay in one area too, or were they spread out all over?
After I was grown, they were spread out all over.
But when you were small, did they stay in one spot?
Yes.
Where did they live?
I found most of them up on, they was living mostly the South Beach. I would call it the South Beach. Because past 40, was it 40? Past, let's see what street that is. 40. Past 70th Street. It was mostly the real rich, what I call the multimillionaires.
Yeah.
They had their homes over there around Sunset Island. And then it was some living on the island, a Hibiscus Island. This was all Miami Beach. And they were living on Star Island.
Okay.
It wasn't too many Jews living on those islands.
So mainly rich people?
Yes, rich whites.
Now did the Jews pretty much stay on the South Beach?
Yes.
Is that where you... Was there any nicknames for them at that time?
No.
Okay. How about the...
Not when they talked to me, they might have had.
What?
Not when they, you know, when I was around, I didn't hear anything but the Jewish people.
Okay. Was there any nicknames for the rich peoples where they lived? Did you ever have any nicknames for the places they lived?
No.
Just the rich area or something like that?
Yes, because, you know, we mostly had a lot of respect for... They had respect for us mostly, and we had respect for them.
Okay. How about just the middle-class neighborhoods, you know, the ones that are in between? Where would they mainly be found when you were growing up? You know,
when
people,
I was growing up?
Yeah, right.
The middle class?
Right.
They would be located, like, around Tiger Tail. You're talking about the Grove.
All right. Is that a
Tiger street? Tail.
Yeah, that's a street, right?
Yes, and let's see. You would find them down, some living down what we would call the main highway, and down Douglas Road they start living, you know, the middle class. And you would find them located, let's see, in Car Gables, around in Car Gables, some of the middle class.
Alright, how about if you had a visitor when you were a little girl, what were some of the local landmarks that you might take them, like, you know, visit to see, you know? What were some of the...
I would carry them to down the main highway. What we call the main highway, it's a beautiful tourist attraction. And we would carry them to see what we call the bayfront. During that time, we call it the bayfront. I don't know what they call it now because I haven't been out there in a long time. And we would bring them down in the downtown area, and we would carry them to the park on Biscayne Boulevard.
Okay.
Yes?
Okay.